Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mr. Mark Knopfler on vocals and Bad News guitar licks there. He's one of the best. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrew Sherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 16 years. Andrew, thank you for 16 great years.
It's my pleasure, man. Keep up the great work you're doing for small business owners nationwide.
Well, couldn't do it without you and people like you, our Brain Trust members. I mean, 16 years is a great commitment by you on behalf of my audience, and I want to thank you for that kind of commitment, and I know my audience feels the same way, because you've really helped us to become a lot smarter on many levels over the years. We're talking right now, you and I are talking about, by the way, folks, Andrew's an attorney with Jones Day, the law firm. He's out of Washington, D.C., but they got offices everywhere. He's the author of Raising Capital, the author of Franchising and Licensing, which is the Bible, if you want to know about that, on franchising and licensing and so many other things. Go to Amazon and type in Andrew Sherman, and there's three or four pages of books there. Andrew, we're talking about the global economy and how it's affecting every small business. One of the things that is talking about a little bit more, and it's controversial, it's a little bit provocative, I think, but I think it deserves being addressed. We hear about Russian oligarchies, right? And you may have even met a Russian oligarch, and these are people who have political influence. They're rich, they use their ability to do business in a country like Russia, and use their political influence to make themselves richer. Would you say that was a reasonable poor man's definition of an oligarch?
Yeah, it actually in U.S. Legal concept, the word has a cousin, which is oligarchy, which is when an industry is really controlled by a few powerful players.
So. Right. So I'm saying straight out that Russia doesn't own the franchise on oligarchs or oligarchies. America has plenty of them too, and it's in association with what I consider to be digital greed on Wall Street, ineptitude and corruption in Washington, and collusion between the two. Tell me that I'm wrong.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm wrong. I you know, being a lawyer, I don't have a lot of direct evidence on some of those things. I will tell you from, you know, an observation perspective that, you know, there are things going on under our noses. I mean, things about wealth imbalance, and, you know, I had this debate with somebody the other day. I was giving a speech on harvesting intangible assets, and we were talking about the cash stockpiles that are happening inside companies.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy raised his
hand.
By the way, folks, that's
the title of one of his books, Harvesting Intangible Assets. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. And you know, we had this big debate because he said, well, you know, the companies that are, you know, that are stockpiling cash are doing stock buybacks, and that helps the economy.
Right.
And I said, How does it help the economy? I said, how does a stock buyback help the economy?
No, that's a lie.
I said, that's financial engineering as far as I'm concerned.
I call it manipulation in my column this week.
I'm talking about taking some of that cash and deploying it into, you know, joint ventures and innovation and acquisitions and
right.
things that will help America's small business. And, you know, he started making this whole elaborate argument about how, you know, he was right and I was wrong. And I said, look, I know I'm right. I'm not going to debate this with you any further. But, you know, it's that type of attitude that somehow recycling cash is going to drop down to any smaller mid-sized business owner.
Or the so-called shareholder advocates, which are nothing more than fish-eyed raiders. These guys are actually doing something good when all they're doing is destroying companies, in my opinion. But here's another thing. Think about this. You know that we're still living, Main Street America is still paying for the damage that happened in 2008. And not one person went to jail for what happened in 2008. And only a couple of the companies went bankrupt. The rest of them got bailed out and got consolidated. And those guys, guess what? Those guys are rich again. And one more thing, Andrew. John Corzine, MF Global. How many billions of dollars of client money just disappeared into nothing? And what's he doing now? He's starting another company. Can you explain that?
No, I can't. I cannot explain.
But if you're out here on Main Street trying to make a living, and guess what? In the meantime, Andrew, a small business got $100,000 of their money taken away from them by the IRS because they thought they were doing something funny with their cash.
Well, it's back to your point again on leadership. I mean, we need leaders who are more in tune with the needs of the entrepreneurs and small business owners that run this country and are the engines of job creation and growth.
When
you begin ignoring that or having your head in the sand, bad things are going to start happening, and those things are going to have, long-term effects on our economy
People's
attitudes.
This next correction, Andrew, I believe, is going to create some surprising responses. See, the last correction was at the end of everybody doing well, right? This next correction is going to be at the end of the Wall Street doing well, but Main Street not doing well. You see my point? I think there's going to be a different response by Main Street after this next correction.
Yeah, we all need to think ahead about that. I mean, I know with your last guest, you were talking about social media and how important it is, and I agree with you. And at the same time, seeing a company like WhatsApp get bought for $22 billion,
you just kind of got to scratch your head and say, hey, I know this is important,
but it can't be that important.
There might be a small business spring in our future, Andrew. Tim Till, right after these messages, back with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.